the left candidacy now that at the level of the superstructure of ruling elites, not much may be achieved then. The role of the left and of the democratic sectors in Chile, therefore, will be to summon a very broad section of the electorate that goes from the left to the political center, and that puts at the center of the debate the need to defend the democratic and social achievements that the popular mobilization has achieved in the last years. Achievements that certainly a candidacy such as Katz's here of Pinochetism will put at imminent risk. But this should not be enough. There must be concrete proposals on central issues for the Chilean population. This proposal must include the establishment of a new pension system to replace the individual saving model that has completely failed, together with the installation of a universal public health system. Likewise, the issue of crime and drug trafficking should be addressed with measures that, on the one hand, contemplate the improvement of security, together with social measures that address the problem of marginalization, especially of many young people. The central issue must also be to solve the Araucanía problem, which until now has always been addressed as a public order issue, but without facing its roots. The suspense will continue until December 19th, but in order for the end not to be marked by the return of the Pinochetist right wing to position of power, the democratic forces will have to deploy their best political skills. Good day.
es final, leyenda perdida, cinco siglos igual. En esta parte de la tierra, la historia se cayó. ¿Cómo se caen las piedras? Besarte los pies, cinco siglos igual, cinco siglos igual.
Cuando la luna sale, cuando el viento vuelve en forma de tu voz, cuando la noche canta, vienes hacia mí. Cuando la magia llega, cuando el día deja que se ponga el sol, cuando el destino quiere hacerte vivir. Que vengas hasta mí, que encuentre tu mirar y vuelvas a vivir mi vida sola, que es un vacío, que solo es cierto, que solo puede llenar con forma de tu cuerpo. El viento que solo puede vivir con aire de tu aliento. Ah, 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 ah. Cuando las hojas caigan, cuando pasen mil veranos por mi sien, cuando vuelva el invierno que nunca olvidé, y vengas hacia mí y encuentre tu mirar y vuelvas a llenar mi vida sola, que es un vacío, que solo es cierto, que solo puede llenar forma de tu cuerpo, y que un respiro se lleva el viento, que solo puede vivir con aire de tu aliento.
ahora vamos al fichero del latino del día de hoy, 28 de noviembre del 2021. Entre los eventos tenemos el Consulado General de la República Argentina en Montreal. Les invita a visitar la exposición Estereotipia, que estará abierta hasta hoy, domingo 28 de noviembre, donde participa la artista argentina Nora Golic. Esto es en el Centro Cultural y Comunitario Henri Lemier, en el 7644 de la calle Edward, en el barrio de La Salle.
Y vuelve el evento literario musical La Palabra Va, el martes 30 de noviembre a las 19 horas vía Zoom. Los escritores invitados son Vanessa Bell, Maya Cousineau-Mullen, Lady Rojas, Luis Alberto Ambrogio, Jessica Moore y H. Nigel Thomas. Músicos José María Gianelli y Flavia García. Esto es vía Zoom, por buscar en Zoom ucam.zoom.us/j/86919728457. Habrá también transmisión simultánea en Facebook en la página de Palabra Va.
Y el sábado 4 de diciembre a las 20 horas se presentará el espectáculo Flamenco del Sur. Este concierto reúne en el escenario de la Cinquième Salle de la Place des Arts artistas de España, Argentina, Chile, Cuba y la provincia de Quebec. Flamenco del Sur presentará en la primera parte un concierto de música instrumental con dos maestros de la guitarra flamenca de Sudamérica. Andrés Parodi de Valparaíso, Chile, interpretará, entre otras, sus propias composiciones como Etrusco y Puerta del Sol, dedicadas a Astor Piazzolla. Pablo Echevarría de Rosario, Argentina, interpretará sus composiciones tales como Ceniza, Sabandija, Que Bulería, Saint Petit Milonga, esta última dedicada a Quebec, que fue compuesta durante una tormenta de nieve con un aire de milonga y nostalgia por la Argentina.
Estos dos guitarristas estarán acompañados por un flautista, un percusionista, un acordeonista, un violinista y un contrabajista. Interpretarán música flamenca con una paleta llena de colores que mezcla las notas del continente sudamericano y de la España gitana. En la segunda parte, Volver a Caille presentará un conjunto de música, cante y baile. Hay que volver a Cádiz, a sus raíces, el cante hondo, con la voz de Fernando Gallego, la música del guitarrista José Vega, la percusión del cubano Hanser y las deslumbrantes coreografías de la bailaora Rosanne Dion.
El espectáculo Flamenco del Sur tiene una duración aproximada de 2 horas con un intermedio de 15 minutos. Ticket a la venta en la Place des Arts o bien en el 514-842-2112.
Bien, y vamos ahora a los anuncios de interés público. A la comunidad peruana en Quebec, del 1 de noviembre de 2021 al 31 de enero del 2022, se lleva a cabo la segunda encuesta mundial a la comunidad peruana en el exterior 2021, organizada por el Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores del Perú y el Instituto Nacional de Estadísticas e Informática, INEI, en un esfuerzo conjunto de las entidades públicas para trabajar en los planes, programas y servicios orientados a beneficiar a las comunidades peruanas en el exterior.
Para el caso del Consulado General del Perú en Montreal, se ha establecido la cuota muestral de 199 encuestas completadas como mínimo, al haberse tomado como fuente la base de datos del RENIEC, de la comunidad peruana residente dentro de esta jurisdicción consular.
Para llenar la encuesta, abra el enlace, regístrese y responda las preguntas https://encuesta.inei.gob.pe/peruanos en el mundo 2021/public/ o más fácilmente comuníquese con el consulado para tener más información.
Bueno, entre otros de los anuncios públicos tenemos la dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19. A partir del martes 23 ya están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunar a las personas que tengan entre 20 y 74 años y el día 25 las que se hayan vacunado con AstraZeneca. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Clic Santé, ya sea en francés o en inglés.
Y publicaciones, la edición inglesa del libro Presencia chilena en la Belle Provence, Chilean Presence in la Belle Provence, escrito por Sergio Martínez y Roberto Hervas, ya está a la venta en librería Argos en el 1841A, Saint Catherine Oeste, y en la librería Paragraph 2220 McGill College Avenue. Precio, $10 más impuesto.
L'édition française du livre Présent chilien dans la Belle Provence est maintenant disponible à la librairie de l'Université de Montréal, c'est-à-dire le 3200 de la rue Chambrian à la librairie Bertrand aussi, dans le 430 rue Saint-Pierre dans le Vieux-Montréal et en ligne sur le site d'Internet de Renoblet au prix de 10 piastres plus taxes.
The book, Chilean Presence in la Belle Provence, English version of the book Presencia chilena en la Belle Provence, written by Sergio Martínez and Roberto Hervas, is already on sale at Argos Bookstore, located at 1841A St. Catherine West, and Paragraph Bookstore on 2220 McGill College Avenue. Price, $10 plus tax.
Y el tiempo para hoy, según la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, será principalmente soleado, con una temperatura máxima de menos 3 grados y para esta noche nublado con una mínima de menos 7.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tiene alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquese con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook, vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso nos da un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino se ha escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección: www.ckut.ca.
Y usted también puede acceder a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
Y les deseamos, wish you a happy Sunday.
Que tengan todos ustedes un muy feliz domingo.
El oído adormezca el sueño entre tu sueño. Han de ser breves mis siestas, mis esteros despiertan con tus ríos, pero ¿cómo serán mis despertares? ¿Cómo serán mis despertares? Pero ¿cómo serán mis despertares? Cada vez que despierte avergonzada, que despierte avergonzada, tanto amor y avergonzada, tanto amor y avergonzada.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un...
I'm Mickey Delmage of Sherwood Park, Alberta. Hear the latest information from the world of radio, locally and internationally, each week on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is our show for Sunday, November the 28th, 2021. My name is Sheldon. I am here with Jill, and we thank you for joining us. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. Live streaming or archived, we are at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We welcome three new members this week, Patrick, Abdul, and Rob, bringing us to 657. And our YouTube channel, where you can go and listen to replays of the show or previous shows as well. It is youtube.com/International Radio Report. And we have 512 subscribers there. If you have not joined, please consider going there. Check out the shows. Check out the Facebook page where there's lots of stories that don't make it to our on-air program. And we do post follow-ups to the stories that we do feature on the show on that Facebook page. So again, that's the Facebook group at International Radio Report. We are going to start off today here in Montreal with a story from Bell Media, which owns quite a few radio stations in Montreal and also a whole bunch of them across the country in Canada. The first one comes from a local reporter, Steve Faggy, who has a blog called Fagstein Blog. And the headline is Bell Media's Virgin 95.9 Montreal drops MC Mario after 30 years. Virgin Radio Montreal doesn't have a lot of veterans, but while the weekday shows have gone through several shuffles over the years, one constant was the MC Mario show on Fridays and Saturday nights. Until now, that is. Mario posted on his Instagram last Friday that effective immediately, his show will not air any longer on Virgin Radio Montreal after an impressive 30 years. No replacement has been announced. Friday and Saturday nights currently have a generic Virgin Radio Hits show, along with a DJ named Vito V. And there was a follow-up to this story, a reader commenting, saying that he had noticed that another on-air personality seems to have disappeared from Virgin Radio, and that's Tyler Barr. His program was listed on their Montreal Virgin Radio schedule, but It has now disappeared, as any mention of him on the site as well. We don't have anything official about that, but if the show is gone and he seems to be gone from the website, it looks like he may have been another victim of the changes at the station. We talked about this in the past. If you've listened to our show for many years, you know that it seems to come around this time every year where Bell decides they need to clean house and save some money. Ends up that a lot of people get a very unwelcomed Christmas present, a pre-Christmas present, which is in the pink color of the paper, I guess.
We're going to have to start calling it Merry Christmas, you're fired.
Exactly. That's what it turns out to be. And the follow-up story is a very similar one. It comes from Connie Thiessen of Broadcast Dialogue. Bell Media makes new round of layoffs, and this is focusing on another part of Canada into Ontario. Bell Media undertook another round of layoffs last Wednesday that appears to be focused on its Ontario radio stations. Among those caught up in the latest round are longtime News Talk 1010 CFRB program director Mike Bendixson, who also held the role of National Format Director, News and Talk Programming. Bendixson, who started his career with CFRB in 1998, had been in his current role for the last 12 years. He'll reportedly be replaced by TSN 1050 Chum AM program director Jeff McDonald, who will do double duty for both stations going forward. McDonald has been with TSN for the last 7.5 years. Also part of this round of cuts is Greg McDonald, Regional Creative Production Director for Bell Media Southwest Ontario, for both radio and television. McDonald had been with Bell since 2014 and his current role since 2015. He had previously spent 17 years as a senior producer with Toronto's 98.1 CHFI before moving into the Hamilton market as a production creative director for Chorus Radio. Longtime production manager Jeff Kirkwood and Hamilton-based writer Damon Papadopoulos were also part of the layoffs. A Bell Media spokesperson told Broadcast Dialogue that out of respect for the privacy of its employees, not offer specifics on those moving into new roles or departing the company. Bell Media made a similarly timed round of layoffs across its radio stations in November 2020 as it moved to scale up its Virgin Radio and Pure Country brands and ahead of rebranding 10 stations under the MOVE banner. In the latest BCE quarterly report, however, media segment revenues grew 14.5%, reflecting higher advertiser spending across all platforms and a 32% increase in digital revenue, which now represents 22% of the total media revenue. Media operating revenue was also up 14.5% in quarter three to $719 million, driven by increased in spending across TV, radio, out-of-home, and digital media platforms as the economy continues to recover from COVID-19. So this confirms that there are cuts to staff once again in November heading into December, yet Bell seems to be making a lot of money.
Yep, and I think that part of the shuffle in the making more money maybe has to do with let's put people that will cost less. And also, you know, we talk about it so often, Virgin Radio here going nowhere, and should really, really, they should try something else on that. But what scares me, and we've seen it a few times, is all the shuffling going on at some of the popular stations. You know, like, for example, CFRB in Toronto is a well-known one of the news stations that's popular in the Toronto area. It's like here in Montreal with CJAD, the popular station is, you got to be careful what you shuffle and what you do because it can backfire at some point also.
Yeah, the program director, Mike Bendixson at CFRB, he had actually been in Montreal prior to going to Toronto to take on that job. He was doing a similar job at CJAD Radio. So he did get shifted from Montreal to Toronto, but now we don't know where he's going to end up, actually. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think we've seen the last of this. I think we're probably going to see more before the end of the year.
So we wanted to remind you of a broadcast coming up in early December. And we hope to receive lots of reports from listeners who are primarily non-shortwave broadcast listeners. And it's the Texas Radio Shortwave's salute to former ANARC member clubs. So this is via Texas Radio Shortwave. On December 5th at 01 UTC, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, December the 4th, WRMI broadcast Texas Radio Shortwave's tribute to the 8th surviving former members of ANARC, the Association of North American Radio Clubs. The program will air on 5950 kHz and should be audible over most of North America. The program consists of radio-themed songs and brief introductions of each club. If there are any errors in the information presented, you can take it up with Captain Rick, who doesn't like being corrected, especially if the mistakes are harmless. Second mate Susan has designed a special EQSL that will send to listeners who email a correct, detailed reception report covering at least 20 minutes of the broadcast, and that's texasradiosw@gmail.com. A detailed report will include the time, approximate text of announcements and IDs, song titles, and the time we played them, signal report of the quality of the signal, SIO or SINPO code, comments on the programming, and that's important. The last item is the one that prevents some listeners from receiving a EQSL. Texas Radio Shortwave spends considerable time producing programs, and the comments we receive are how we improve what we program. So it is important to comment and say what you like, what you don't like, and that you were listening in. And so December the 5th, officially at 01 UTC, that's December 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, North America, on 5950 kilohertz. And that's going to be fun to listen to. That frequency is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, and the ANARC clubs, Canadian International DX Club, our club, is one of those remaining clubs in ANARC. I can't remember exactly how many clubs there were in ANARC years back, but it was quite a high number. Many of them have folded, disappeared, what have you. But there are still these group that are going to be featured of eight clubs, which are still surviving. So we thank them for highlighting that and talking about it. And we'll be one of the clubs mentioned on that program.
So what's happening with our sun? And it's pretty quiet, actually. We've had, constant sunspots throughout the week. A little bit of solar wind that sometimes would make conditions a little unsettled. But nothing much happening. In general, it's quiet. Solar flux at 94 as we're recording. And there are two sunspot groups right now in the sun. What's going to happen is today there could be some unsettled conditions due to a coronal hole that is sending some solar wind. But nothing really major happening. It's one of those very quiet weeks and quiet times as the solar cycle 25 is continuing to rise. And the best way to know what's out there and what are the conditions, well, turn on your radio.
Bonjour, vous êtes à l'écoute du International Radio Report sur CKUT 90,3 FM à Montréal, une émission de 30 minutes tous les dimanches matins qui parle du merveilleux monde de la radio, autant international que local.
We move next to Europe, and we have received word via Radio World that a major annual conference and convention has been switched over to a virtual event. There were plans for an in-person event, but that will not be happening. It is the IBC convention, the International Broadcasting Convention 2021. It is the world's most influential media, entertainment, and technology show. Six leading international bodies are the owners behind IBC, representing both the exhibitors and the visitors. IBC has announced its decision to cancel the in-person event for 2021. In a statement, the show's organizers said the move follows growing concerns about the COVID-19 situation in the Netherlands, which has deteriorated over the past week, along with feedback from the IBC exhibitors and visitor community. The IBC Partnership Board made the decision today in order to prevent exhibitors and visitors from traveling to the Netherlands. The event will still take place digitally via IBC Digital. It was due to take place December 3rd through 6th in Amsterdam. However, earlier this month, the Dutch government announced it was instigating a three-week partial lockdown, which is due to be revised on December the 3rd. However, the Dutch government reported 153,957 new cases of coronavirus were registered during the week from November 17th through the 23rd, a new record and a rise of 39% over last week. So I guess it's understandable why they decided to switch to an online event.
Yep, COVID's still giving us a little bit of trouble in having some meetings and some events happening. And another event that is affected also by COVID is the 2022 NASWA Winter Shortwave Festival. It is announced, but this year, once again, it's a virtual event. So the dates for the 2022 edition of NASWA's Winter Shortwave Festival have been announced. It will take place virtually, like the 2021 edition last year, which was a lot of fun. It will be Friday, March the 4th and Saturday, March the 5th, 2022. And complete details will be announced in due course. Check the event's webpage, swlfest.com, for updates. And please do join. It's a great event, and it was a lot of fun to do it virtually last year. Should be a lot of fun again this year.
Yeah, I've been talking to the organizers, John and Richard, and CIDX will once again be hosting the weekend-long hospitality suite, which was a real blast last year. Yep. We had people checking in and out throughout the whole weekend. And they'll have the usual list of conferences going on and presentations and forums and special events and what have you. They're just getting to work on it right now, so keep an eye on that webpage, and we'll keep you up to date on the show here of any news coming out on the organization of the event.
Absolutely. So a NPR station was received far, far away. A Finnish radio obbyist catched WKAR signal from thousands of miles away. This is via WKAR Public Media by Sofia Salubi. WKAR's broadcast signal on 870 kilohertz in East Lansing, Michigan, stretches across mid-Michigan, but that doesn't mean the station's reach ends there. A chance occurrence recently that someone across the Atlantic Ocean in Scandinavia briefly tune in. At the end of October, Mika Mikkelainen caught the tail end of a broadcast on the AM feed of WKAR News Talk just before Kevin Levery signed off at 7 p.m. He was listening from nearly 4,000 miles away in Lapland, Finland, using specialized radio equipment. And we've got a little NPR clip to play here.
This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. WKAR's broadcast signal stretches across mid-Michigan, but that doesn't mean our reach ends there. A chance occurrence recently let someone across the Atlantic Ocean in Scandinavia briefly tune in. If you listen very closely, you might hear a familiar voice. This is our own Kevin Lavery signing off just before 7 o'clock on the AM feed of WKAR News Talk just a few weeks ago. There's a lot of static and interference, but that's because it was recorded by specialized radio equipment thousands of miles away in Finland.
I live in the suburbs of the capital Helsinki, which is on the southern coast of Finland.
Mika Mäkeläinen's obsession with radio began in his early early teens. The programs airing on the Finnish Broadcasting Company at the time weren't playing the songs he liked, so he looked elsewhere.
I wasn't very happy with the music programs that they had, and so I listened to like foreign radio stations.
But once Mäkeläinen started searching for new frequencies, he found himself more interested in the stations he could discover rather than the music they were playing.
I just wanted to find new stations all the time, new stations from further away, low power stations, exotic programming, different languages, and I just wanted to make discoveries on the dial.
About 40 years later, the now journalist is just as invested in catching the invisible airwaves moving around us all the time. He does what's called DXing. The hobby is all about receiving and identifying distant, or DX, radio signals. The practice has been around since the time radio broadcasting began about a century ago.
Radio listeners started sending in so-called reception reports. They would tell the station that I was able to pick you up this particular date and time, and this is my location, this is my equipment that I used.
The technology, though, has gotten a lot more advanced since then. Mäkeläinen, along with a group of friends, have built a base in far north in remote Finland, where they have installed more than a dozen kilometer-long antennas to pick up radio signals from around the world. DXers can specialize in tuning into all types of radio waves, but Mäkeläinen's focus is on the AM, or medium wave ones, like our AM 870 station.
Actually, AM is full of surprises. You never know what's going to be heard on one particular channel, one particular frequency. One night it can be one station, the following night it's a totally different station.
During the day, AM waves can travel short distances, but eventually they're absorbed by an upper part of the atmosphere impacted by solar radiation called the ionosphere, but all that changes once the sun sets.
During the nighttime, the AM band it's actually quite a mess.
Without the sun, sound from AM stations can travel farther and bounce back off the atmosphere to different parts of the world. That's why Mäkeläinen has heard stations in places as far away as New Zealand. But finding a station like WKAR among all that noise can be difficult. There's solar radiation in the atmosphere that's always changing, and it needs to be after dark, but just before we sign off for the night.
When the time of sunset approaches, everything has to be exactly right for us to be able to pick up your station.
Drew Henderson is WKAR's Senior Director of Broadcast Operations.
It's my job to get the signal to the antenna. What happens after that is up to the laws of physics.
He says every year he hears from a few DXers who were able to tune into our station, though typically only one of them is an international hobbyist. But he's not surprised that Mäkeläinen heard WKAR in Finland because of the direction of our antenna.
It is set up so that most of the signal goes to the north-northeast, which if you draw a line over the globe, you're going to end up in that Nordic region of Europe.
DXing has gotten less popular over the years because it's easier to listen to music and international programs online. For Mäkeläinen, what got him into the hobby decades ago is the same reason he still does it today.
This is the excitement of being able to make discoveries is what keeps it interesting. Even though I've been monitoring the AM dial for 40 years, I still find new stations every time I open up my radio.
For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.
So, as they say in that clip, they seem to have been using specialized equipment to receive something that's called DX, long-distance signals.
Yeah, something that we know a lot about. And when I saw this story, it hit me right away that Mika was the person who recently presented a seminar at the European DX Council online meeting earlier this month. I presented one about the Canadian International DX Club, and that was followed by Mika's presentation about this unbelievable DX listening site that they have. I think it's something like 600 kilometers north of Helsinki in Finland. And it's up in Lapland. There are moose and reindeer wandering around. They're surrounded by all kinds of lakes and whatever. It's up in a very northern part of the country. And they have a nice cabin set up there with computers and SDRs. Interesting, they're only using SDRs. They're not using any conventional radios up there. They're recording everything. They bring the recordings back with them and sift through. They have beverages going out to every possible angle you can think of that looks like spokes on a wheel going out from the cabin in the center. And they're able to focus predominantly on medium wave stations. They don't do much shortwave listening up there. But there is a little YouTube video to show you this site, which we'll put a link to on our Facebook page. You have to take a look at it. It's most impressive.
That's definitely impressive. And man, I'd love to tune around in that area. That must be quite interesting what you hear on the bands. You know, we often talk about noise being a problem. And there, the conditions must be real quiet. And, you know, they use SDRs. I think there's a lot of positive ways to use SDRs here, because you can do, you know, a band or like take, you know, a spectrum, a frequency range, and just record it for hours at a time. And it kind of adds to, you know, not just tuning one frequency like most radios. You can now see what's everywhere, and then you just have to take the time to look back at that spectrum recording and see what was there. So definitely adds to the DX fun also, using SDRs.
Yeah, they do a lot of medium wave targeting North America, because there are so many stations for them to target. The beverage antennas that they use, which are very, very long, long lengths of wire, are pointed directly at the target areas. So I forget how many they have directed at various parts of North America. But, you know, they've heard stations in Canada and all over the United States. They have some pointed at the Caribbean, into South America, and really all other parts of the world as well. So check out the YouTube video about the DX listening spot that they have up in Lapland. I think you'll find it pretty impressive. And not surprised that they were able to pull in a station like this.
Yep, absolutely.
They've heard so much out there.
So we have upcoming radio contests.
We have three coming up next weekend for you. One is a really interesting one. If you're into seeing what's on the low frequencies, the ARRL 160-meter band contest. It's from 2200 Zulu December 3rd to 1600 Zulu December 5th. So it's a long contest sponsored by the ARRL. And the objective is for amateurs worldwide to exchange information with American and Canadian amateurs on the 160-meter band CW mode. And it's a challenge. If you've got some good antennas, you've got a quiet location, you'll probably have good results with it. But being CW, that will help the signals to get through as well.
We have the Pro CW Contest, 12 Zulu December 4th to 11:59 Zulu December 5th, organized by the Pro CW Contest Club of Romania. The bands 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, and the mode CW.
And if you're into digital ham radio, we have the FT Roundup, 1800 Zulu December 4th to 2359 Zulu December the 5th. It's organized by the RTTYcontesting.com. The objective is for amateurs worldwide to contact and exchange QSO information with other amateurs using FT4 and FT8. The bands are 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. The modes, as we said, FT4 and FT8. Any station may work any other station. Stations may be worked once per band, regardless of the mode FT4 or FT8. So that's a little bit different, I guess, with the popularity of those modes. They've decided to start doing some contests in that mode. So if you're into that thing, you can give it a try, see how you make out. Should be a lot of activity, I would think. We'll put up links to all three of these contests with the rules and regulations. And feel free to check them out, not only as a ham, but as a listener in some cases as well. You might like to just tune around.
Yeah, and with the Texas Radio Shortwave broadcast, there's no reason to not turn on that radio. And so we are out of time.
Yeah, we thank you for listening. And if you have any interesting stories to pass along to us, You can do it by email, radioreport@yahoo.com, or just post them directly on our Facebook group, International Radio Report. The show, this show, and previous shows are available on our YouTube channel, which is also called International Radio Report. And other than that, we will talk to you all again next week when it will be December, closing in on the end of the year. So hope you can tune in then. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
With Wet'suwet'en, McGill University must divest from TC Energy. A community campus action.